Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
The team has since moved on to narrowing its search to Arlington Heights and Hammond, Indiana. If lawmakers freeze the Bears' current tax bill and the team makes a hypothetical $10 million payment in lieu of taxes on top of that, the franchise would see an annual tax break of more than $39 million, or more than $1.5 billion over 40 years.
An analysis from the Cook County Treasurer's Office says that although the legislation gives the Bears predictable property taxes, residents will ultimately lose money that would otherwise fund schools and local governments.
If we're getting played, I guess we'll all find out in about a month. But right now, I'm just being the mayor, trying to close deals. And this is the deal of a lifetime for Hammond, Indiana.
Now the Senate has some work to do. I think, you know, they're going to make changes to the bill, no doubt. But I would expect that we'll see something before May 31st and that both houses would vote on that.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burr.
We're joined once again by Chris Plasek, writer and reporter with the Daily Herald. We're in the home stretch. Does this mega projects bill, as of now, heading into this final weekend, have the support to pass and move along this Bears decision?
Well, that is the $1 billion or $5 billion question. And I don't know that we have any clarity as we sit right here on Thursday morning. I think if they were to take the vote right now, obviously the answer is no. They would have brought the bill to a Senate committee for a vote. They would have moved it to the Senate floor, back to the House for a concurrence vote, up to the governor's office for his signature, if all the votes were in line. They had enough movement on the version of the House bill, the 376-page version of the bill. They had the votes on that and everything that was in that a month ago. When it came over to the Senate, it has kind of been seen as maybe a little bit too much, a little too unwieldy. There's a lot in there. There's more than just the Bears. There's things about blighted rail yards and star bond expansions and other different kind of economic development incentives. So now there's talk about maybe tailoring that back and just focusing on the Bears as opposed to a statewide, broader economic development program. But because there's so much in there and there's so many different special different sides of where people are falling on that, there's going to most definitely be a different version of what is brought to a Senate committee if and when. I read something today that said, you know, 4 days is like 4 months in Springfield. I'm still learning about how Springfield works, and I'm supposed to go down there this weekend for the end of the session. So anything can happen between now and 11:59 p.m. on Sunday night.
It'll be interesting to see whether extracting the Bears situation from the rest of what the mega projects deal is something that would be supported, because it almost seems like a lot of people do like the mega project, but maybe not if it goes to the Bears. That was some of the arguments that we had earlier. And I'm also interested to see whether this Maria Pappas report on the true benefits to the public versus, you know, private businesses is having any impact on some of these lawmakers as they make decisions. Already, I think the governor's come out. It's Cam Buckner, the state rep, Cam Buckner, is defending the mega project, saying, you know, I know what Maria Pappas said, but that's not necessarily reality.
Yeah, I thought the timing on her report was, I mean, look, it was put out Tuesday morning for a reason. The timing is such that the legislators are returning to Springfield. I think that the report, it didn't make any basic, there was no conclusion saying vote against the bill, but it was doing what I guess good reporting does, because the folks that put it together, the researchers in her office, are former, you know, award-winning newspaper journalists. So they raised good questions about it. Questions that have been raised before by people that are skeptical of the bill. But if she was kind of putting it out there to quash this thing, we saw the mayor of Chicago try to do that in recent weeks as well, by putting out suggestions that, hey, the Bears are still meeting with me, they're still interested in the lakefront. So there's been things happening in the back channels about, hey, is there the suggestion of maybe Chicago, the lakefront is still a thing? So things have gone back and forth as this is being considered in the Senate. And that has definitely, I'm sure, swayed some people back and forth. But as you mentioned, I thought Cam Buckner's response was telling. And I've heard this response before from others in Arlington Heights and in the Northwest suburbs that are supportive of this project, where they're basically saying, hey, there's a vacant piece of property that right now is paying about less than $4 million. The Bears could pay, and whatever that number is, we don't know. Is it $10 million? Is it $12 million a year? or you could get nothing. So that's the idea behind this mega project proposal. No, they are not going to be paying $53 million in taxes, $100 million in taxes, $200 million in taxes, but maybe they'll pay 10 or 12 or 15. I think part of the problem, a question I've kept asking, I think we've heard Bill Cunningham, the Senate leader who's leading negotiations downstate, he's said, hey, we don't know what that number is. I think that's hard for senators and members of the House to get their arms around it. What is that number? And maybe that's why we're hearing that maybe this would be tailored just to the Bears and not a statewide program, because that has been concerned about, well, these little school boards in downstate Illinois, they're going to go into a tax negotiation with some big data center developer. That's not a fair fight. The people in Arlington Heights, though, the school districts, the village government, they've wanted this right, this privilege to have that negotiation with a mega project developer, i.e. the Chicago Bears. They want to have that local control. But we have heard people say in other parts of the state, maybe it's not such a good idea as what might be good for Arlington Heights.
Seems at this point, obviously the Bears are waiting to see if this gets pushed through, if they really wanted to put up the... I know that there's been pressure, obviously, from Indiana. I mean, as you're feeling on this Thursday, obviously, not knowing whether this deal is going to get passed, that the Bears want to say yes to Arlington Heights? They're just waiting for everything to be lined up? Or is this going to be, even if this thing passes, still no deal? Indiana's the place.
I think if the Bears really, if everything was equal, if nothing else mattered, when the Indiana legislators passed through, just absolutely breezed through their legislature, got to Governor Braun's desk in February, sure, the Bears could have signed on the dotted line that day. Hey, you're writing me a check for a publicly subsidized stadium that we're going to rent to you for 40 years, and you'd be able to reap all these revenues. And at the end of the 30 or 40 years, we're going to give it over to you for a dollar. Sure, they would sign that deal if it's purely a financial motivation. But obviously, there has to be something else. There has to be intangibles, to use football terminology. Mm-hmm. There has to be other things, and that Arlington Heights site is still, I think, their number one choice because of, yes, they could control their destiny, yes, they could own it, they'd have to pay taxes on it, that's why they're trying to negotiate this tax deal, because it would be privately owned, but all of the ancillary development, the 200-plus other acres of what they could make in partnership with other developers to develop that property into an entertainment district, there's still more business opportunity for them there. It's just a lot more work and it's a lot more politics. Mm-hmm. But sure, if it were just about a business deal, if it was just about the bottom line, they could have gone to Indiana months ago. So now let's see what happens after Sunday night. If there is no vote, or if it's not what the Bears want, if the bill isn't amended to a degree, because they don't like the version that was passed in the House. They want amendments made to that. And they also want $850 million worth of infrastructure. They still have not gotten that check from
police, state government. Police stations, road work, streetlights, things like that.
Yes. And potentially other things like, you know, a parking garage. And there's been fighting behind the scenes about, well, is that really infrastructure? You're going to be able to keep all the revenue from the parking garage and the
state. I don't see parking in that those renderings that we've seen floated out there. I see a lot of white silhouettes, but I don't see where the cars go.
Yeah, and there's still, those are pretty pictures that have been put out for Arlington Park, for a lakefront stadium. And, you know, talking to the Rolling Meadows mayor yesterday after her State of the City address, you know, these Northwest suburban mayors in Schaumburg and Palatine, they still want the traffic study that would detail exactly what that $850 million is. There's no bullet points. There's no spreadsheet, at least hasn't been presented to them or me. I've asked for details on it as well.
And it's done. It's the study's done.
The traffic study is not done, at least not. It hasn't been given to the folks in Springfield or the Northwest suburbs.
So either it's not done or they're sitting on it.
Right.
Okay.
There's been starts and stops, and I, you know, just me kind of putting together what I've heard from a lot of different sources, it's quite possible that it was pencils up and then pencils down as the Springfield legislative process has been ongoing. I think the Bears really have wanted an answer from the government, in the state government. They've wanted that vote on that bill, but they were supposed to have started and finished and submitted that traffic study like a year ago to Arlington Heights, and then they were going to CC Palatine and Rolling Meadows, and they all were going to get copies of this. But there's been frustration downstate by Bill Cunningham, some of the other people in the Senate. Hey, where's that study? So we actually know what that ask is. And that was reiterated by the Rolling Meadows mayor yesterday. So I guess going back to my point that if there's no vote, if it isn't what the Bears want Sunday night, we'll really see what their next step is on June 1st and later into June. As Kevin Warren has said, hey, we need to make a decision this summer. We'll really see if there was real leverage with this Indiana thing. Because if the answer is no in Springfield, well, then your next option is Hammond, Indiana. Let's see what they actually say starting next week.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
And I would be very interested. The NFL is kind of the looming force behind all of this, right? We know that there have been conversations. You get the feeling that the NFL would like to kind of end this and have a decision made for the goodness of the brand. I think a lot of people have been turned off by the Bears brand with all of this. I mean, there is going to be a scorned suburb as a result of this. There already have been, you know, several suburbs that have come forth and the Bears have said no to. So, you know, from a PR standpoint, it would seem that you'd want some stability to figure out where this historic franchise, an original franchise of the NFL, is going. Are you getting any intel or any information about what the NFL prefers or how much pressure they're putting on the Bears to make a deal?
Well, we know that Commissioner Roger Goodell visited both sites. They have said they're open to, you know, kind of parroting the Bears' talking points that, oh, both sites are viable. I think they'll take the Bears' lead. I certainly know that the NFL would have to give a big loan, and I don't know exactly what that final number would be, and the rest of the owners would have to vote on it. So they would be committed to, you know, and the Bears have also said that they're giving $2 billion to either site, if it's Indiana or Illinois. And part of that money would be coming from that NFL loan that the rest of the owners, the other 31 owners, would have to approve. So Sure. I think they would like resolution. They recently received updates at their meetings in Orlando. And, you know, to your point about the PR, look at all the other things that, that have been approved. There's going to be a Super Bowl in Tennessee, Nashville, and Buffalo is building a new stadium. And the comparison here maybe is the Missouri-Kansas situation with the Chiefs moving across state lines to get a heck of a deal from the taxpayers in the state of Kansas, and the Bears kind of using that as a model or a threat that, hey, we could do the same thing by moving across state lines to Indiana. So all of this stuff has happened in the ensuing time, the ensuing months and years of all these other stadium deals. And it is now 3 years since the Bears closed on the property, but about 5 years since Arlington Park Racetrack closed, and that there had been suggestions at least about, hey, maybe the Bears would be interested in this. So the clock has been ticking for about 5 or 6 years here as we saw that the racetrack was on its last race, and that the Bears would be potentially the next owner. And although there are – these stadium deals do take time. And this is Illinois, and there is politics here. So this is not done in a quick fashion at all.
Do we think – and I'll wrap it up with this. Do we think that there are issues – with the two properties that they are considering right now? Number one, we've heard maybe some toxic levels in the soil in Hammond. I also know and have heard from some local institutions and taxing districts in the Arlington Heights area that got that huge lake in the middle of the Arlington racetrack, which didn't seem huge when it was a racetrack. It was out there, you knew it, but it's pretty big. And whether that would influence the design or create issues in actual construction.
Yeah, I definitely think that, and that's part of this infrastructure ask, that there would need to be money to remediate soils to make sure that you can build on the ground, to arrange things in a certain way. You know, talking about that lake, I think the way they have envisioned it, now this could change depending on different conceptual renderings of the site plan, but the stadium would be in that northwest corner of the portion, kind of where the old practice racetrack was for the horses. And they had the dorm rooms back there for the residents that worked there seasonally. So they thought the stadium would be on that portion. The lake would kind of be on the other portion where the actual racetrack was, on the eastern portion. So they could flip-flop it where the stadium is built. But yeah, I would think you would want to build a – I'm no engineer or architect, but you would want to build a big stadium on really good land. And obviously in Northwest Indiana, they have done testing out there. You know, I've heard different things from different sources off the record that have a take and have an interest in this whole thing. People in Indiana have said, yeah, it's fine. They've tested it. They can build on it. It's fine. It's great. I've heard other people with more of an interest of pro Arlington Heights say, yeah, of course, they're testing it and it's no good. And why would they want to build there? And it's Northwest Indiana and the coal plants and the gas station refineries. I think, you know, growing up to the racetrack and knowing of what the gem of that was, that is the ideal location. That was the Bears' choice, that their number one pick, to go there, to build there, to have the highway connectivity, to have the train line right there. They would have to pour in a lot of more infrastructure to put in more lanes and fixing Route 53 to get people to and from. They would also have to do that in Indiana. They have a golf course there that used to be a landfill that they could build on that. there's going to be infrastructure needed either way, and the taxpayers are going to have to pay either way, if it's Indiana taxpayers or Illinois taxpayers. I should be clear about that, too, because somebody asked me that question about who's going to be left holding the bag here. Taxpayers on both sides of the state line are going to have to pay. How much from one side or the other, those numbers are still being figured out. So I think the Bears would like to be at Arlington Park. They wouldn't be having this whole dance for months and years if that wasn't still their number one choice. But as much as Indiana might have started as leverage, it is a real possibility. But let's see the bluff. If the bluff is called next week, if Illinois doesn't pass the bill, let's see if they really do go to Indiana.
Keep in mind that the Bears do own that property already in Arlington Heights. They do not own the property in Hammond, obviously. So you've got a few days ahead of you that are going to be quite contentious and interesting. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your time in Springfield.
Thanks very much.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.